welcome to Twin Cities Theater Chat. This podcast is created by members of the Twin Cities Theater Bloggers to share our love of theater, promote theater going, and support our theater community. My name is Carol Jackson, and I produce Twin Cities Theater Chat, as well as writing for Minnesota Theater Love. On this episode, Rob Dunkelberger of the Stages of Minnesota is chatting with John Gebratatios and Jada Pulley, co-directors of the Black and Funny Improv Festival, which runs March 21st through the 24th at Huge Theater. The Black and Funny Improv Festival features 4 days of workshops and performances featuring world-class Black improvisers from across the country and here in Minnesota. In this festival, Blackness is centered and all are welcome. For the festival schedule, tickets, and more info, check out blackandfunny.com.
I'm Rob Dunkelberger, and I write the blog The Stages of Minnesota. On today's episode of Twin Cities Theater Chat, we'll be previewing the 8th annual Black and Funny Improv Festival that runs from March 21st through the 24th at Huge Theater in Uptown. My guests today are the producers of the festival, Jada Pulley and John Gebratatios. Welcome.
Woohoo!
Ooh, thank you for having us.
You bet.
Let's go, Rob. Come on, Rob.
Before we get into the festival itself, I'd like to ask you both, how did you get into improv?
John, I feel like you should go first.
Okay. My first introduction to improv was at Miami Ad School, and they wanted people to be able to pitch their ideas to clients, so you have to public speak. So they had an improvisational class, and it was actually just one night of the entire course. And then they didn't offer any other comedy courses. So I went to go do open mic, stand up to work on my public speaking. And then that just evolved to the Brave New Workshop and to Huge Theater. So here we are now.
Jada?
Yeah, I said John should go first because I think partly I owe my entry into improv to John. So I started my journey. It first starts with my last semester of college. After working up the courage for 4 years, I took an intro to acting class. So obviously there was some improv as part of warm-ups and whatever. So that just kind of opened up my little heart. And then when I came to Minneapolis, I was bored and had no friends. And I was scrolling on Facebook for events like this one, like the BIPOC jam that John started. And I went to it. It was one of the very first ones. And then I had a great time and they got me. I just haven't left the improv scene since.
Jada, you also co-founded the Queer and Funny Improv Festival. How important is the topic of representation to you?
As a queer Black person, representation is so important. I think representation is important to everyone. I was just talking with someone who is from England, and he was talking about how he watched a certain show just because all the characters were English. People love to see themselves represented, and it really helps grease the wheels of imagination to see like, oh, this person looks like me. That means I can be like this person, and regardless of what they're doing, if they're a scientist, if they're a comedian, if they're the president of the United States. Representation is an inspiration. So I think it's very important. And I wouldn't be who I am without the people who paved the way for me. So I'm very grateful for that and try to pave the road for others by giving the permission to be themselves by being my own self very loudly. And myself is queer and funny and Black and funny and many other adjectives. So I'm happy to represent.
You've just both talked about connection and representation. And I'm wondering what part those played in the impetus or the catalyst for creating Black and Funny Improv Festival.
Well, representation definitely played a major role. It's in the premise of the festival. That's obvious. And yet it is a thing that needs to be named and explained again and again. The festival in itself seems a bit of a wild card, like a weird sort of a thing in the lineup of all the festivals. If you've been going down the line of Minnesota festivals, it's unique. But it's also one that's screaming at a giant, glaring, obvious problem that we have here in the United States. There's never been any sort of reconciliation, no real apologies, no sort of attempt at real uplifting and, you know, apologizing to Black people in the United States, especially, you know, when they built an entire empire off of the labor solely of Black people. So to have a whole festival of joy or any kind of entertainment like that, not really putting Black people at the forefront, to me seemed like an obvious, like, what is going on here? And then at the theater itself, so that we have here, a huge theater, I think Black History Month was coming up that year, the first year of the festival, and we tried to book as many Black people we could because it just felt like a very logical thing. And as we were doing that, the question came up, whoa, is this going to be too many Black acts? For whatever reason, that's a legitimate question. So this festival felt like an answer to that. The answer being no, there's never a such thing as too many Black acts.
So the festival is just Black acts, but it is not just for Black audiences, is it?
Rob, you are correct. The Black and Funny Improv Festival is not just for Black audiences, although obviously Black people are at the center of the festival and the reason for the season. People of all races are welcome to participate and come and laugh. We encourage people of different races, non-Black people, white people, to come to the shows, to participate in workshops, because uplifting Black people isn't something that Black people should have to do on their own. And we all have a lot to learn from this group of people. So everyone is welcome, to put it simply.
You know, if you're white and you come to this festival, it's very apparent, you know, you have this self-awareness. And it's not a festival where we pick on or make fun of white people or anything like that. If folks have no idea what sort of a comedy thing they're walking into, it isn't a thing where we do crowd work like that and name white folks and make fun of them. But I do want to say that the walls come down when one's awareness of their identity has been met satisfyingly. So what I'm saying is, when you have an environment where it's safe and everybody can be themselves like you're speaking of, we do see each other for who we are then. It becomes, you know, the relationships, the rapport, the networking.
When you started the festival, it was a one-day event. How has it grown over the last 7 years?
Well, simply, it started as a one-day festival. This year, it's a four-day festival going Thursday to Sunday. Yeah, it started as, at least from my historical knowledge of not being there, but it started as a one-day festival. And all local acts, just people who were in the cities doing a thing. And now it's expanded from all over the country. We have acts coming in from Baltimore, from New York, Philly. We have a lot of East Coast representation. And we have some people coming in for Canada. We are an international phenomenon. And more than that, Black and Funny, while the Twin Cities has been the origin, thanks to John and Alce Bruno, Black and Funny has expanded to have different chapters, like Black and Funny in Rhode Island. I think there was a Black and Funny up in Toronto, right, John? Just our other chapters of people who see this movement and this mission for what it is, and the value that it holds.
The groups are coming from across the nation that are not local ones. Are they ones that you have reached out to, or do they hear about the festival and inquire about being included?
Yeah, we have an open submission form. So we just publicize that we're looking for acts and put it out there as much as we can. And then people who are interested, who get interested a lot through word of mouth connections, people who've gone to the festival and say like, hey, that was a good time, get their interest and apply. So we review all of the applications. They have them. We have them send in videos just to make sure that we're setting people up to succeed here. Yeah. There's an application and everyone is thoroughly curated.
Are there any particular national groups that are coming in that we could highlight?
I love them. I love them all. Okay. So, man, that's a hard. Do you want me to just pick one, or you said groups?
No. Yeah. Give us a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, this is not in any kind of order. So nobody get weird. No one's ranking. Okay. This is not a top five. These are just what, you know, Cakewalk from Baltimore, Maryland. They just really warm my heart. I know they work hard as a group too on their craft, which is special. And just to watch them develop and evolve their style. And, you know, they're just, it's Baltimore. You know, it's just, the city has a different level of charm to it that I think really, you can see it in the performers. They really show up. I think I have a great time with them. Okay, JD, you want to do one, then I'll do one after?
Sure, I'll do my own separate soundbite. Okay. So we have, like you said, people coming in from all over, and we have a good mix of people who are returning to the festival again, such as Cakewalk, who are coming in from Baltimore. Branded Silk, our festival regulars, they're coming in from New York. They're a trio that does, improv is really hard to describe, so I find this to be a hard question, when it's just like people having fun and being silly and being wild, like just kind of, unless there's like a real specific form, it's just like, yeah, they do good stuff. I don't know. But even just on the names alone, I'm really excited to see YOLO Friends from Dallas. So
yeah. Okay. Friday, Branded Silk. They have come here before, so I can speak to their style. And it is exactly kind of what Jade is, you know, just said. Basically, you're watching friends have a good time, but here's another level of Branded Silk. I know you might see with other teams. They do a good job of messing with each other. So they're already in it together in cahoots and sort of telling the story together. But they're also, you could tell, setting each other up to kind of fail in right. fun ways. That's kind of also happening. I can't get enough of that. And they really, they all three have like a real friendship long time. So there's a rapport there that, you just, you love them instantly watching the three of them.
What about local performers? What groups can we anticipate seeing this year?
Yeah, Blackout is performing the very first night. A good cornerstone of Black and Funniness in Minneapolis. And in addition to Blackout, with their traditional form of Swag Hat, which is just talking about real, I don't know if you curse on this, shit. and then making stories and fun out of it. Just like, I really always appreciate that. Just kind of, let's be vulnerable, let's be genuine, and also let's be silly. So Blackout's going to be doing their thing, our thing. Brother Brother, which is John and Denzel, has their wacky little, not at all like sister duo that just takes you on a wild story ride. I'll say Bruno has Black People Win, which is a game show wherein Black people win. That's also mixed with storytelling. It's so fun. John has directed a show called Shakespeare Unscripted, presented also by Blackout. So that is what it sounds like. Black people doing Shakespeare. It's a fun and tragic sometimes time. Yeah, lots of stuff going on.
Yeah. Jada, are you performing?
I plan to perform a Blackout on that first night, and often I end up hosting. So you still, even if I'm not doing the improv, I'm still making stuff up as I introduce the groups.
I'm excited about it. I got to tell you, just talking about it reminds me of how fun these people, all of these people are, but like, I already know these are, I'm going to cry laugh a lot. It's going to be hard to be focused that week.
There are workshops during the day, performances at night and workshops during the day. Tell us about the workshops.
Yeah, in addition to having people come and see people play, we wanted to make sure that we have an opportunity for people to play themselves and to hone the craft of improv if that's something they're interested in doing. So we've brought in some of the same talented performers that are going to be gracing the stage, are going to be gracing the classroom. For example, we have All Request Radio with Velvet Duke from Canada, somewhere in Canada. I'm sorry that I just lump all of Canada together all the time. I got called out for that last
Toronto.
Year.
Toronto.
We have Velvet Duke from Toronto leading All Request Radio, which is going to be a musical improv workshop teaching people how to make up their songs. And he calls it shower swagger. So to have that own, that like confidence that you have singing in the shower in front of people, it's wild. Sing like nobody's watching, except we're all listening.
So musical improv, I don't know if that's what it's called, but
yeah,
that is a form of improv that creates a lot of anxiety for me. Do you guys do musical improv? Do you find that being one of the scarier forms? Or
yeah, we both do musical improv, and I personally love it. I think it is terrifying. It adds a whole nother layer of scariness, but mostly just silliness. I love the joy of like coming up with things and singing it, even though I can't sing for not much. And I certainly am not that great with coming up on rhymes on time. But I think it's a great way to like put yourself out there and like fail big, right? Because failing is fun. And also, it sounds like this might be a good workshop for you, Rob.
Yeah, you know, maybe you're right.
I on the other case, am not interested. It's scary as ever. I will panic and faint. So no, thank you. No, I'll do it if you do it, Rob.
That's a deal. We'll do that.
Okay.
All right, Rob. You know we're recording this, right? Like now you have to take the workshop.
I have to do it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, me too. You think I'm happy about it?
How'd we get talked into this?
Yeah, so that's one of the workshops that we're looking forward to. But there's also Improvised Black Sci-Fi with Ann Nichols. Mo Pillow Spots is leading a workshop on improv sketch. A lot of times people confuse improv with sketch, but most often when you find like a good improv you've seen, sometimes you're just like, dang, that would be a really good sketch. And this workshop is going to teach you how to do it and how to flesh out something that started spontaneously into something that is scripted to even more sharply get to the funny and the point of it. We also have workshops called Turning Tropes into Virtues, and John is leading a workshop called Famprov, which is improv specifically for Black families to come and play together.
How can listeners learn more about the festival?
We'll make it real simple for you. All you have to do is go to blackandfunny.com. There you'll find information about the festival and links to purchase tickets and register for workshops. And keep in mind that you can request a scholarship for a workshop if you are finding the financial cost to be a barrier. And we also have a pay what you can rush at the door, just because we don't want anyone to list out just on behalf of money.
And what are the prices of a workshop and the performances?
Each workshop is only $50. And again, if you need scholarships to afford that, we are happy to provide when we can. As for the shows, each individual show is $20, but we have multi-show passes available for each night. So you can get all the shows that are happening on a particular night, and that'll get you at least 25% off per ticket. And we have an ultra pass for $150, which is a great deal. And that'll get you into every single show of the festival. So, and again, if any of that is too much, we have a pay what you can rush. We just want you there.
That sounds great.
Oh man, Rob, I want you to come to the fest let's just say in the future, if you're at an improv show, I want to call you up and let's just do a scene. Let's just live out your nightmare. Let's just do it.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
Well, after you take the musical improv workshop, it might not be.
That's true. I'll found my confidence. I'd like to thank you both for joining me today. I look forward to joining you and checking out the Black and Funny Improv Festival and doing the musical workshop. A reminder to our listeners, the festival runs from March 21st through the 24th at Huge Theater in Uptown. For those who maybe haven't been to Huge recently, we should point out that they moved last fall into their fabulous new space, a little further north on Lindale Avenue. We will, as always, put a link in our show notes to the festival's website and Huge.
Our thanks to John Gebertatios and Jada Pulley, co-directors of the Black and Funny Improv Festival. You can check out the festival at Huge Theater from March 21st through the 24th and find all of the ticket information at blackandfunny.com. Thank you for listening to Twin Cities Theater Chat. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform, rate and review us, and spread the word to your other theater-loving friends. Follow the Twin Cities Theater Bloggers on Facebook and Instagram to read our reviews and find out what we're up to. And go see a show!